there is an appearance of some major change taking place in the Middle East. We've talked about it a week ago on this program, but not with IQ, and I want to ask his commentary on this, because if you all remember, just about a week ago, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman gathered the heads of over 41 mostly Sunni nations, perhaps all of them were, into an anti-terrorism meeting. It was a big deal, it was well announced and so forth, but the result was a declaration coming out of that group of Islamic leaders, led by the Crown Prince, saying effectively that this coalition, historic coalition, would eliminate terrorists. Now, ostensibly, he didn't say it, but I think the world believed it to be Muslim terrorists. But he said we're going to eliminate terrorists from the face of the earth. Now, the question that I've asked and I want to raise, and I'm going to ask it to IQ, is can this coalition, out of which came really ISIS, Saudis who fund the United States and European mosques holding the mortgages of 90% of the over 3,000 mosques in the United States that funded and in, at least in part planned the attack on the Twin Towers on 9/11, can they be trusted to eliminate Muslim terrorists? Or was this meeting pure symbolism, a distraction, carefully staged perhaps to advance terrorism? So IQ, I'm going to ask you this very short question. Will Saudi's bin Salman, in his effort there with that coalition to eliminate terrorism, will it eliminate terrorism, or will it perhaps create more terrorism?
The short answer to your short question is they will not succeed, and they have no intention of doing it. I'll tell you what happened. Bin Salman is trying to close Pandora's box that the Arabs opened after the Yom Kippur War of 1973, when they supported acts of terror against the West and Israel, funded by billions of petrodollars. Because bin Salman wants to modernize Saudis, he has most of the clerics of Islam against him. These clerics, ladies and gentlemen, are the ones who for centuries would not allow Muslims to become so-called westernized or turn into future generations. They use the fear of Allah as the indoctrinating tool to have Muslims submit to their diktats. By controlling the minds of Muslims, the clerics are forever powerful and rich. Look what they are doing in Iran. They removed the Shah of Iran and said he was corrupt. Every single one of the mullahs in Iran is a billionaire. It's not a joke, it's true. They are billionaires. Bin Salman also has infighting within the family, which is never a good sign for the longevity of the dynasty. This is a show. It doesn't mean anything. Islam is inherently violent, and ISIS is the most perfect Islamic entity because it emulates Muhammad 100%. There's nothing to add.
IQ, that is an incredibly direct and powerful statement, one with which we completely agree. A week ago, and Sam alluded to this just a moment ago, we had a guest on this program named John Guandalo of Understanding the Threat, and this question was posed to him, and I will tell you the response he gave, and I want to get your response, that the Sunni sect of Islam will battle the Shiite sect of Islam and vice versa, but when those varying sects of Islam have a common enemy, i.e. Israel or the United States, the sects of Islam will unite and fight against the West, Israel, the little Satan, the great Satan, in order to wipe them out. Is that really what's going on here with bin Salman of Saudi Arabia? You said it's a ruse. It's nothing to it. What they're really going to do is what you're saying, they're going to come after us and Israel.
They will never change. By the way, Muslims are not against Israel and Christians and the West only. The Muslims are against the Hindus, 1.3 billion people. They are against the Buddhists, 1.3 billion people. They are against every human being who is not a Muslim. That's 6.5 billion people. So it's not only the West. It's not only Christianity. It's not only the Jews. Islam inherently is the enemy of every human being on the planet, even if they are a Muslim. Why? The Shias call, who are 15% of Islam, call the Sunnis kuffar, and they destroy them. The Sunnis, who are 85% of Islam, call called the Shia Kuffar, and they destroyed them. And both of them, 20% of humanity, call all of us Kuffar, who are not Muslim, and they want to destroy us. There is nobody safe on earth from Islam, not even a Muslim.
See, IQ, those are profound, profound things. There are simple principles that you mentioned, but there is such, well, unneeded confusion, blindness, put it that way, on the part of so many people.